Try three, I guess.
Not epilepsy, not anything.
The only thing that I have wrong with me is I have a little bit of a lazy eye. Not all the time, but I have better vision in this eye than I do that eye. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
That's crazy, literally. I mean, I feel bad for her because she had to suffer all the abuse that she endured with her mother. Her father didn't know at all. Well, at least she still has her father. She at least still has her dad and stepmom, so at least that's okay. Now, investigation and an arrest. I'll continue doing this. After seeing a concerning Facebook status posted from Dee Dee's account, the Blanchard's friends suspected something was not right. When phone calls went unanswered, several of the friends and neighbors went to the house. While the friends slash neighbors knew that the two often left on medical trips unannounced, they saw Dee Dee's modified car still in the driveway, making the explanation of an unannounced trip unlikely. Protective film on the windows made it hard to see inside of in the low light. No one answered the door, so the gathered friends called 911. When the police answered, they had to wait for a search warrant to be issued before they could enter, but they allowed one of the neighbors present to climb through a window where he saw that the inside of the house was largely undisturbed and that all of Gypsy's wheelchairs were still present. Wait, all of Gypsy's wheelchairs? Jeez Louise. When the warrant was issued, police entered the house and soon found Dee Dee's body. A GoFundMe account was set up to pay for her funeral expenses and possibly that of Gypsy's. All who knew the Blanchards feared the worst. Even if Gypsy had not been harmed, they believed she would be helpless without her wheelchair medications and support equipment like the oxygen tanks and feeding tube. Woodmancy, who was among those gathered on the Blanchard's lawn, told police what she knew about Gypsy and her secret online boyfriend. She showed them the printouts she had saved, which included his name. Based on that information, police asked Facebook to trace the IP address from which the posts to Dee Dee's account had been made. It turned out to be in Wisconsin, and the next day, police agencies in Waukesha County raided the Gold John's Big Ben home. Both he and Gypsy surrendered and were taken into custody on charges of murder and felony armed criminal action. The news that Gypsy was safe and greeted with relief back in Springfield, where she and Gold John were soon extradited and held on $1 million bonds. But in announcing the news, Greene County Sheriff Jim Arnott warned, quote, "Things are not always what they appear," end quote. The media in Springfield soon reported the truth of the Blanchards' lives, that Gypsy had never been sick and had always been able to walk, but her mother had made her pretend otherwise, using physical abuse to control her. Arnott urged people not to donate any money to the family until investigators learned the extent of the fraud. Trial. So after the disclosure of how Dee Dee had treated Gypsy, sympathy for her as a victim of a violent murder repeatedly shifted to her daughter as a long-term victim of child abuse. While the charge of first-degree murder can carry the death penalty under Missouri law or life without parole, County Prosecutor Dan Patterson soon announced he was not seeking for either Gypsy or Gojon, calling the case, quote, "extraordinary and unusual," end quotes. True, yes. After her attorney obtained her medical records from Louisiana, he secured a plea bargain to second-degree murder for Gypsy. Gypsy was so undernourished during the year she was in the county jail. Her lawyer told BuzzFeed that she had gained 14 pounds in contrast to most of his clients who typically lose weight in that situation. In July 2015, she accepted the plea bargain agreement and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Gold John still faced the more severe charge because prosecutors contended that he initiated the murder plot, and both he and Gypsy agreed that he was the one who actually killed Dee Dee. Her plea bargain agreement did not require her to testify against him. In January 2017, his trial was postponed when prosecutors requested a second psychiatric exam. His lawyers contend that he has an intelligence quotient of 82 and is on the autism spectrum, suggesting that he has diminished captivity. He had initially waived his right to a trial by jury, but changed his mind in June of that year. It means a bench trial, so yeah. In December 2017, the judge set Gojohn's trial for November 2018. In their opening statements, prosecutors alleged that Gojohn had deliberated for over a year before the crime, while his lawyers pointed to his autism and said that Gypsy had formulated the crime and their love-struck client had just done as she had asked. The next day, prosecutors showed jurors the text messages, sometimes sexually explicit, that Gypsy and Gojohn shared in the week before the murder, often using various personas as well as the knife which he had used to commit the murder. In some of the texts, he asked her for details about Dee Dee's room and sleeping habits. These were supplemented by video of his interview with police after his arrest, where he admitted to having killed her. Gypsy testified on the trial's third day. She said that while she had indeed suggested to Gojohn that he killed Dee Dee to end her mother's abuse, she had also considered getting pregnant by him in the hope that once she was carrying Gojohn's child, Dee Dee would have to accept him. Along with the knife that she eventually gave to Gojohn, she stole baby clothes from Walmart during a shopping trip so she could go ahead with either plan. However, she said Gojohn never told her what he thought about the pregnancy plan. So she wanted to get pregnant. Nope. I know she's 31 now. She's like so young, but damn, she's so small, honestly, no offense. After 4 days, the case was sent to the jury. Jurors had the option of finding Gojohn guilty of one of three murder charges, involuntarily manslaughter, second-degree murder, or first-degree murder, or not guilty of any of them. After approximately 2 hours of deliberation, they returned with the verdict and Gojohn was found guilty of first-degree murder and armed criminal action. In February 2019, he was sentenced to life in prison for the murder conviction. The only possible option since prosecutors had declined to seek the death penalty. Gojohn asked Judge David Jones for leniency on the armed criminal action charge, which carries a minimum sentence of only 3 years, saying that he had fallen, quote, blindly in love, end quote, with Gypsy. He received a sentence of 25 years on that charge, which is concurrent with the life sentence. Jones also denied a motion by Gojohn's lawyer, Dwayne Perry, for a new trial. Perry argued that the jury should not have been allowed to hear that Gojohn had considered raping Dee Dee on the night of the murder. And he also argued that the state's psychologist should not have been allowed to testify, but while Gojohn's psychologist should have, to establish that he had diminished captivity. The judge, in denying the motion, conceded that an appeals court could find the latter point significant and consider it a reversible error. The aftermath and reactions, community response. The Blanchards' neighbors were shocked to learn that Gypsy's illnesses were fabricated. Aaliyah Woodmansey, whose information about Gypsy's relationship with Gojohn led police to the couple the day after Dee Dee's body was discovered, said she cried out of disbelief upon hearing that Gypsy had never been sick or disabled. Her mother recalled how everyone had accepted Dee Dee's claims without asking for proof, and wondered if the mother and daughter had been secretly laughing at their neighbor's naivety. Kim Blanchard, just like no relation, who had called the deputy sheriffs to the house the night before, said, quote, "What have I been believing? How could I have been so stupid?" End quotes. Over 60 people attended a candlelight vigil for Dee Dee in downtown Springfield the night after the body was discovered. In a news conference, Sheriff Arnett said of the case, quote, "Springfield is a giving community. We surround people with love and finances that we believe that needs it. However, a lot of times we are deceived, and I think this is now so true in this case at hand," end quote. Only one of the charities that had helped for the Blanchards spoke after the revelations. A spokesman for Habitat for Humanity, whose volunteers had built the Blanchards house along with others on their street, said, quote, "We are just really deeply saddened by the whole situation," end quote. Shit. The family, Dee Dee's family in Louisiana, who had confronted her about her treatment of Gypsy years before, did not regret her death. Damn. Her father, stepmother, and the nephew who first shared details of Gypsy's actual health when she first started using a wheelchair all later said that Dee Dee deserved her fate and Gypsy had been punished as much as she needed to be. None of them would pay for her funeral, and her father and stepmother ultimately flushed her ashes down the toilet. Wow, that's... So basically, Dee Dee's family comforted and gave their support to Gypsy, but for Dee Dee, not a chance. Jeez. Rob Blanchard, Gypsy's father, is more forgiving. Quote, I think Dee Dee's problem was she started a web of lies and there was no escaping after. End quote. That's what he told BuzzFeed. Quote, it was like a tornado that got started. End quote. He was happy the first time that he saw a video of Gypsy walking under her own power. Aww. At least, you know, I believe he is still in contact with her. That's good, at least. Now, Gypsy Rose, here's what she said on January 4, 2018. Quote, I feel like I am more free in prison than with living with my mom because now I am allowed to just live like a normal woman, end quote. Gypsy, now serving her sentence in Missouri's Chillicothe Correctional Center, did not talk to the media until after she had made her plea. When she did, she told BuzzFeed reporter Michelle Dean that she had been able to research much unsent syndrome by proxy on prison computers, and her mother had every symptom. She said, quote, I think she would have been in the perfect mom for someone that actually was sick, end quote. She believed Dee Dee's claim that she had cancer, even though she knew she could walk and eat solid food, leading her to assent to the regular head shavings. However, she always hoped that doctors would see through the ruse, and she was frustrated that none besides Flaster and Stein did. So she thought she had cancer, but then she realized she didn't, and none of the doctors knew except Flasterstein. I see. When Dean asked her what made her want to escape her situation, Gypsy recalled the 2011 incident at the science fiction convention, which made her wonder why she was not allowed to have friends like others at her age. Well, she said that Gojon took their idle discussions of murder into reality. She accepts that she committed a crime and has to live with the consequences. Nonetheless, she has said that she hopes to help other abused victims. But still, I mean, she was still abused. I mean, listen. I'm not saying she did the right thing. No. And I don't support that shit. All I'm saying is she was still a victim of abuse by her own mother. And she wanted to get out. She never had a normal life, and that's it. And now she is finally free. That's all there is. Victims of much onset by proxy abuse often avoid doctors and hospitals in their later lives because of lingering trust issues, according to expert Mark Feldman. According to her family, Dean and Carr, Gypsy also exhibits at times the same sociopathic manipulative behaviors as her mother, who was for much of her life her only role model. Quote, this is what Feldman told Vulture after viewing Carr's documentary in which he appears. Quote, she is already psychologically really compromised and she's going to need as much family underpinning and support as she can get, end quote. He also points out that post-traumatic stress disorder is likely to be an issue in her continuing development. Quote, I hope they find someone who, whenever she chooses to settle, who is willing to provide supportive psychotherapy, end quotes. But then on June 27 this year, actually, really crazy, Gypsy married Ryan Scott Anderson. Oh, that's nice. Well, that's congratulations. medical community. Flatterstein, the pediatric neurologist who believed Gypsy was fully capable of walking on her own and wrote in his notes that he suspected much onset by proxy, says it was only the second such possible case he had ever come across. He learned of Dee Dee's murder at the hands of Gypsy and her boyfriend later in 2015 when a former nurse emailed him the news story. He said, quotes, poor Gypsy, she suffered all those years and for no reason, end quote. He told Dean he wished he could have done more. Aww. Feldman, in talking about Carr's documentary with Vulture, um, Sorry about that. A false card for making Fletcher's sign appear to be the hero of the story. Quote, he had a gross misunderstanding of his obligations as a physician, as well as the legal requirements to report suspected abuse or neglect, end quote. The film accepts Fletcher's sign's claim that he was only required to make a report to Child Protective Services, or CPS, that's a short way to say it, in the latter instance, but according to Feldman, once he had included Munch Hansen by proxy in his list of possible diagnoses, he was obligated to make a report. Quote, this conundrum arises in case after case where innumerable doctors have evaluated the patient, perhaps had questions they kept to themselves, and just proceeded to treat or make referrals and ditch the case that way, end quote. While a former diagnosis of Munch Hansen by proxy for Dee Dee is technically impossible since she is dead, of course, Feldman told the Springfield News Leader after Gypsy's guilty plea that he could confidently say Dee Dee had it based on what he knew about the case. Quote, this is what he said, quote, Gypsy was infantilized and kept away from her peers. She was little more than a tool for Dee Dee to navigate through the world the way he wanted. The way she wanted to, end quote. He said it was unprecedented in the 24 years he had been researching the disorder for an abused child to have killed the abusive parent as Gypsy did. Yells us. In popular culture, I'm sorry about that. HBO produced the documentary film Mommy Dead and Dearest, directed by Aaron Lee Carr, about the murder and his relationship to Munch Hansen syndrome by proxy. The film includes interrogation footage and exclusive interviews with Gold John and Gypsy Rose. It premiered on May 15, 2017. Television, the CBS network talk show Dr. Phil episode Mother Knows Best, a story of Munch Hansen by proxy and murder, featuring interviews with Gypsy Rose, her father, and stepmother, premiered on November 21st, 2017. There's also a video clip of that. Hold on a second.
There's a point at which you got put in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And you were 7 years old, correct?
Yes, sir.
Why did she tell you you were going in the wheelchair?
I did get into a motorcycle accident with my grandfather, and it skinned my knee, and she took me to the hospital and then told me that the doctor gave her a wheelchair, and I have to be in a wheelchair now.
Forever?
Forever. She had me use a walker before the wheelchair, and then after that motorcycle accident, put in the wheelchair.
Why did she tell you you had to be on a walker?
She said that I had muscular dystrophy.
But did you feel any different the day before you got the walker than the day you did have the walker?
No, sir.
You were able to run around?
Pretty much, yes.
And would you forget to get it and run into the kitchen?
There would be times that I'd forget to grab it and then go to walk. And then my mom would catch me and be like, use your walker.
I questioned Dee Dee about it, and I'm like, she can walk or not? You know, she's gonna be in a wheelchair all her life. And, you know, the answer I got from Dee Dee was, you know, she had a disease she was diagnosed with, and it was gonna progressively get worse, and eventually she was gonna be bound to the wheelchair at all time.
Did she tell you when you went out that you were to stay in the wheelchair?
Yes, sir, she would.
But you knew you could walk?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever say to her, Mother, I can walk. Why am I in this wheelchair?
No, sir. I never asked that.
When she wasn't around, did you get up and walk secretly?
I did. Yes, sir.
Did she ever catch you walking?
She did a couple times.
And what did she say or do?
She got so upset with me. She would punish me so bad. Like, she started hitting me with a coat hanger and telling me all kinds of mean things. She would tell me that she wished she had an abortion when she had the chance, that I ruined her life, that I have no idea how hard it is to keep up everything she built.
Did you understand that you being sick was necessary to keep up what she built? Because you got a house from Habitat for Humanity. You got donations. You got different things from people for being sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a source of income for her, right?
It was, yes. And I had no idea that I was a part of that.
You didn't know that you were a cash cow?
No.
Dee Dee got a house from Habitat for Humanity. They would have free trips here and there, free flights. She was getting some money from a couple of celebrities. Her life was full of free stuff, I guess, fun stuff.
The Blanchards scammed many different charities and lied to many different charities across the U.S., including churches and support groups. Dee Dee Blanchard was exaggerating her daughter's medical condition for financial gain.
You were diagnosed with epilepsy about this time as well, right?
Yes, sir.
And so they started giving you Tegretol.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused your teeth to crumble.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Did you know what was happening at the time?
No, I really didn't. I just didn't understand why my teeth were falling out. I had to have them extracted.
Oh, God, yeah.
I just knew I was losing teeth.
But you know now you didn't have epilepsy.
I know now.
You know now you didn't need to be in that wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
You know now she was making all of that up. After you went in the wheelchair, you had a feeding tube inserted.
Yes, sir.
Did she tell you why?
My mother told the doctors that I couldn't eat, so they put a permanent feeding tube in.
Looking back, are you suspect as to what she might have been putting in that tube? Could she have been poisoning you in some way to keep you sickly?
I feel so bad for her, actually. I really do. The comments, she's so respectful. She defended herself. She did what she had to stay alive. She shouldn't have went to jail for that. Yeah, you're true. The sad thing is that she probably has more freedom in jail than she's ever had. True. This poor girl, this is a nightmare to be forced to be in a wheelchair, to have your teeth fall out, and to have a feeding tube forcefully and permanently inserted. I feel so sorry for this girl. Yeah, basically, people are supporting her. Oh man, that's really crazy. She was also being respectful. True, yes. There's also one comment. Gypsy murdered her mother, yes. Well, not technically, because Gojon did. She was in the bathroom, of course. But can you really blame her for finally snapping after years of abuse? She wasn't allowed to walk, lost her teeth, was beaten into submission, and was basically poisoned by her own mother just so she could literally cash in on her misery and was hell-bent on keeping her under her total control. You can only kick a dog so many times before it bites back. I think she went to therapy. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not saying in a horrible way. Don't worry about that, I promise. The ABC Network News Magazine Series 2020 episode, The Story of Gypsy Blanchard, consisted of Gypsy Rose's first network interview from prison, and it also consisted of an interview that was conducted with Gojon. The Sony Entertainment Television Channel series CID aired an episode titled Death on Social Media on August 13, 2017, based on the case, but the setting for the episode was changed to India. The characters Aria and Anchal were based on Gypsy and Dee Dee Blanchard. The Investigation Discovery Channel series James Patterson's Murder is Forever episode Mother of All Murders Season 1 Episode 2 premiered on January 29, 2018. Investigation Discovery also aired a 2-hour-long special documentary titled Gypsy's Revenge. Gypsy Rose is interviewed while she is still incarcerated, and during the interview she describes her relationship with her mother. Gypsy's father, relatives, and friends are all interviewed, along with public officials and Gojon. Love You to Death aired on Lifetime in January 2019, dramatizing the case as inspired by true events. Marsha Gay Harden started as a fictionalized version of Dee Dee. Emily Skeggs started as Gypsy Rose's counterpart. Brennan Keel Cook started as Nick's counterpart. And Tate Donovan started as Rod's counterpart. Here's what Harden told TV Insider, quotes, "When I think about it, every teenager wants to murder their parents at some point," end quotes. Okay. On January 27, 2019, a special edition of the film was aired that featured behind-the-scenes interviews with Harden and Skeggs. In one of those interviews, Skeggs mentioned that she wore a bald cap in scenes where her character was hairless. That's actually a good idea. In 2019, the streaming service Hulu announced the creation of the true crime series To Act. The eight-episode miniseries is based on Michelle Dean's 2016 BuzzFeed article. Dean is an executive producer and writer for the first season of the series. Joey King was cast as Gypsy Rose, where she actually looked very similar to Gypsy. Literally, looked really similar. She actually received an Emmy nomination for her performance. She shaved her head for the role. Actress Patricia Arquette was cast as Dee Dee and won an Emmy for her performance. The Act premiered on March 20, 2019. In the 2019 Netflix web television series The Politician, the characters Infinity Jackson, Ricardo, and Dusty Jackson are respectively based on Gypsy Rose Blanchard, Nicholas Gojohn, and Dee Dee Blanchard. That was the end of the horror talk of the murder of Dee Dee Blanchard. All I can say is, you know, hopefully Gypsy Rose is doing okay. Hopefully she would buy a house with her new husband, or maybe like go stay with her dad and stepmother. Who knows? You know, maybe you know, she finally has the freedom after all this time. Because she spent in the wheelchair for 17 years until she finally just had enough, and now she's free in prison, which she says is not bad, which is, I guess, is okay, I guess. So at least that's okay. I'll see you guys on Thursday for the next Horror Talk episode. Okay, have a good day. Bye! Thank you.